Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, March 26th. When Galileo looked at the heavens through his early telescopes, he saw many cosmic wonders. One of the most astounding was the planet Venus, which went through a cycle of phases just like the moon's. Venus shows phases because its orbit is inside Earth's orbit around the Sun. Venus is new when it crosses between Earth and the Sun, so its night side faces our way. It's full when it passes behind the Sun, so its day side faces our way. And in fact, Venus is passing behind the Sun today, a point called superior conjunction. But although Venus is full, it's also hidden in the Sun's intense glare. It won't return to view for weeks, when it will appear as the evening star. By then, a telescope will show Venus in its gibbous phase. It'll be daylight across most of the planet's Earth-facing hemisphere. But Venus will be near its greatest distance from Earth then, so it won't shine at its brightest. Instead, the planet is brightest when it's in its crescent phase. Although most of the hemisphere visible from Earth then is dark, the planet is especially close, so it looks bigger. And at closer range, more of the planet's reflected sunlight reaches Earth, making the brilliant planet even brighter. Look for Venus to reappear late next month and climb into better view in the evening sky in May. And if you have a telescope, keep an eye on the planet as it continues its cycle of phases throughout the year. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.